Take America Back.
The press for a solar company that gets stimulus money blows up in the face of the White House, and the press is on to get to the bottom of it, whether it comes through the investigation on the Hill, there's a committee in the House, or the FBI, or the Treasury Department. There are a lot of investigations going on and a lot of questions that have to be answered. So yet another blunder when it comes to the stimulus. We're not going to blunder about here on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney's my name. And if you've ever listened to this show, you know we try to give you the best water cooler buzz in the overnight hours that we can, because, boy, there is so much of it. During the day, I can hardly wait to jump on the air because there's so much that is on fire across this nation. Sadly, there are some real fires, but other things that have us all on fire. One is this solar company that I'm going to talk about, Solyndra. And another thing that's happening, of course, now with this stain on the stimulus, if you will, yet again, there's the press for the press, rather, that the president is making for his jobs plan to be passed. Now they're talking about pulling some of it out and just cherry picking things. We've been down this road before. In the meantime, in the middle of politics as usual, something different happened in New York. We talked about it a little bit in a previous show. And the fact is that Anthony Weiner, after all the nonsense that went on with Weiner in his very liberal district that he represented, the people decided shockingly, in a way shockingly, that they had had enough, and then you'd have to go back 4 or 5 decades to not have a Democrat represent the part of Queens and Brooklyn that Anthony Weiner did. And something happened. The people decided, like I said, that they had enough. They had enough of what was happening, and they turned in a different direction. And they decided to go with the inexperienced Republican Catholic, no less. This is a heavily Jewish area, and this is a major upset victory in a House race. So is it really a litmus test or a referendum on the president's economic policies? You had a retired media executive and definitely a political newbie, Bob Turner, who defeated a Democratic state assemblyman, David Weprin, in that special election. So the 56-year-old Orthodox Jew and a member of a very, very prominent Queens political family seemed like he was a shoo-in for this working-class district, which is 40% Jewish. But it shows the voter frustration. It didn't happen. The 70-year-old, who said he was going to push back on the Obama policies if he was elected, and got the endorsement of former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, he was the one who won. Now, there were some things that happened with Weprin that were very costly, too, because he got into some infighting over Israel and gay marriage and some other things, and that cost him some support that he thought he had with the Jewish voters. So now the White House is trying to cultivate and make sure they don't lose the Jewish vote because of the people that they're going to have to be concerned with in Florida. So there's all kinds of leaks about what's being said and memos that are flying around to make sure the president is in good standing with Jewish voters to counterattack the image that he's not a big friend of Israel. If you think of some of the things that have happened in the Arab world that Obama's been a part of, and some of the problems he's had with Benjamin Netanyahu, of course, the the man behind Israel, who's come to Washington a couple of times in the last year. So Chuck Schumer decided that, and of course he was asked about it, that he would address that question about whether or not this was some kind of a bellwether test. And he wasn't the only one. Debbie Wasserman Schultz talked about the New York special election and what it meant. She says that the Democrats are still very strong. Take a listen.
The district is not a bellwether district. It's one of the more conservative districts in New York City. And even if you look at the overall, it did worse than the president's vote in New York State in 2008. It's also changed a great deal demographically over the years.
While the Republicans are spending the year courting the Tea Party base, signing on to any pledge the Tea Party demands, the president's out there fighting every day to create jobs, provide economic security for the middle class, and provide families with immediate financial support.
Wow. So she didn't mince any words. He's trying to get jobs. He's trying to get jobs, and the Republicans are just trying to cater to whatever the Tea Party's whims are. Don in Wyoming, you get the first crack. What's up, Don?
Hello, kid. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. What's happening? What's shaking in your world?
Yeah, I've had some problems with my cell phone, so I switched companies, and that was a bad move. So we're going back to the original company and hopefully get it all straightened out so I can keep bugging you.
There you go.
did the New York trip, by the way, so in Virginia. So Yankee Stadium, home of the Evil Empire.
Most pretty nice, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I've never sat in a stadium I was more comfortable in of all the ballparks I've been in. Have you been there? To the new one?
Yeah, I have been to the new one, yes. It's nice.
And you know, you don't feel crowded either. You know, even
though
there's 6,000 people there. So, of course, then you go get on the subway, and that's another story. But
oh, yeah.
But yeah, anyway, though, it's down there. Now, did you say you were going there to get to Ground Zero and all that? Or?
I am next weekend, this weekend.
Yeah, it's mostly just construction going on there, you know. So I guess they have opened up the memorial, so you'll probably be able to get it heard. Have they opened it up yet? Is that what the deal is? And you can get in there now? Or?
Yes, they opened it up to the public, but you have to get tickets. They're free. But because they're only letting a certain amount of people in so you can actually enjoy it, in other words, and really soak it in because it's got all those acres and acres of trees and the reflecting ponds, you have to reserve a space.
Wow. We went inside of a little tribute thing they have there for the World Trade Center.
Uh-huh.
And they have a bunch of artifacts and stuff in there, like a little tiny museum thing, and then you get, and it's kind of quiet, and people are looking at stuff, and then you get to the back wall, and the montage of all the people that died, their pictures.
I've been in there, I know exactly where you're talking about. It's right across the street from where all that construction's going on. The man who put that museum, that little museum up, his brother was killed in 9/11. He was a fireman.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very sad stuff. Don, sadly, we're up against it. I hope you had a great trip, like you were just telling us some of the details. For anybody, by the way, who does go to New York City, you have to go to 911memorial.org. Go on there if you're going there and sign up for those tickets. Just that they have times and dates because it's really, really filling up fast. Coming up, a conversation with Harry Rinker next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
America Tonight, you're hanging out with me, Kate Delaney, and the rest of the crew, which would be Donovan Mattson, the master maestro, such good people behind the show. And I'll tell you what, it is all about good people, and I think that this is one of the biggest problems that the administration has. The problem to me with the White House is this code of secrecy, number one. I mean, I've had all kinds of people that cover the White House on a daily basis. Many of you have been introduced to them because we always go to Washington on our show and talk to the people covering it day after day. And some of those people are not shy about telling you they're as liberal can be. And they're not crazy about the Obama administration. From the reporter point of view, they say that they say one thing, and then they do another every single time, and they're tight as a drum. Because coming in, remember, that's what they said, we're going to be transparent, so transparent. And maybe that's part of the problem. To me, the word, and I've said it before, is just ineffective. And the ineffectiveness is now really starting to show through. But will it ultimately cost this president his chance at a re-election? Now, will he be elected again, or will the people around him really have tripped him up and some of what we've seen now play out day after day after day for these last couple of years? We're going to tackle that question coming up in our next segment, but we are pleased to welcome to the show Harry Rinker. He joins us a couple times a month. He's the guru of all things collectible. He's got great people around him, by the way, so he doesn't have to worry about being ineffective. You can call him to ask about your treasures, 800-259-5791. Hey, Harry.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm going to
start
good.
Collecting Obama cartoons from the paper. There's a lot of them.
Boy, no kidding. And some of them are pretty hilarious. I mean, it's interesting you bring up cartoons because they have the cells, the cartoon cells, and there's a lot of people that collect those.
There are a lot of people that collect the old cells that were used in the movies. Now let's talk about two things. First of all, the old cells that were used to create movies are collectible, except that they, of course, as you probably know, most of it's done electronically. So we don't have the standard old cells before. What happened was when the early Disney cartoons were being got out there and they were over, they would often throw those drawings out. And then finally Disney got smart and he contracted with a person to sell some of the stills from the early cartoons. And so if you find some of the real early Disney stuff with the seal of the company that sold it, I'm sorry I can't tell you who that is off the top of my head, that does very well. By the time you got to things like The Lion King, Disney was so smart, they actually had Sotheby's or Christie's do actual auctions of the cartoon cells almost within a year or two after the cartoon was released. Now, that, again, is all kind of stopped. But there is interest in the old cartoon cells. What happens is you have to be very careful because when their interest got very strong in the 90s, they had what they called serographs, modern reproductions of these cartoon things. And you better make sure you know what you're buying. But that aside, the old strips, the cartoon strips from the paper, and if they used to be able to write the artist and say, hey, I really loved your strip, yada, 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 and they would often send it to you. Now, that stopped again in the 1990s when people began selling them, and the artists began to realize, wait a minute, these strips could have some real value. Then they started selling them themselves. You could say, well, I love that strip, and they would say, okay, you can have it for $50 or $100 or whatever. Well, you should have done that with Peanuts and some of these other strips because thanks to Heritage Galleries down in Texas, I think the last Charles Schulz Peanuts strip, daily strip down there, sold for $8,000 to $10,000, maybe more. And I think there's a Sunday strip that sold for over $25,000.
Wow.
So all of a sudden, the old strips for cartoons and probably the hottest stuff right now is comic book cover art. The original drawings for comic books, many of them have exceeded 100,000. So, man, the market's gone nuts.
Yeah, no kidding. It has gone nuts. What, you know, we talk about trends and we talk about what people are collecting. I want to say this again to anybody who has something. You need to jump on the lines now to talk to Harry. If you miss him this time, mark this down and catch him in 2 weeks. But 800.
We're going to be back on next week.
Next week, okay. So
this is the third. Normally, I'm on the second and fourth Thursday.
Right.
But due to my usual Harry switch calendars, so it's a new academic year. Harry forgot the Marcus calendar last week.
I gotcha.
And unfortunately, Donovan doesn't know how to count. So this week, he thought, "Hey, Harry should be on by now." So
well,
he got
probably
so
me.
My wife was saying, "The phone's ringing. The phone's ringing." I said,
yeah.
Oh, who would that be?
Yeah, that was me. That was my counting, my Mayan calendar
okay.
that
that's
I have.
Right. But anyway, but we do like to talk with our listeners. That's why I come on America Tonight, Kate, because people do have a house full of stuff. You know, maybe not a whole house full of antiques and collectibles, but something that may have come down through the family from grandma and grandpa, some family heirloom, something they played with as a kid. They've always been curious, well, hey, how much is that worth? Or maybe they just, you know, hey, what's going on out there in the antiques and collectibles marketplace? Well, I come on American Night because I love talking about antiques and collectibles. And, you know, we'd love to have people give us a call.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. 800-259-5791 or there's another way you can get to Harry. We're going to tell you about that in a second. But quickly, I wanted to ask you about this. Somebody did ask me to ask you this, and I really was at a loss for it. Collecting old soda bottles, because now some of them, you know, go out. That's it. The company closes down, whatever. But the whole idea of soda bottles, do people collect them? I guess they do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there used to be a big interest in Coca-Cola bottles because each local bottler would have his own bottle. And they would have a name on, you know, location on the bottom of them. And so there are over 1,000 different bottler locations. Now, that's kind of fallen by the board. I have an uncle with I guess, 600 or 700 of them in his basement. My aunt keeps saying, can't get rid of those things. But there is some interest in that. That there's probably as much or more interest in some of the souvenir bottles. You know, Penn State wins something or somebody wins something, you do a souvenir bottle. Those will, as long as they're pre-1980, will have some interest. And the very first bottles, we're back to the point where the first bottles of Coke or Pepsi, that type of thing, will sell very well in the teens and high and low hundreds of dollars a bottle. The bottles from the local breweries, I mean, I grew up in the late 40s, early 50s, and that was a time when many local cities had their own soda plants. We had one in Hellertown, Pennsylvania, the Hellertown Brewery Works. Those bottles today will bring $3 to $5 in the marketplace. So, and the bottle collectors are alive and well. There are local bottle meets, and soda bottles are one part of that. But if you've never been to the guys that dig bottles and out in the pits and so forth, and then they come and exchange them, it's a fun habit. Now, are there $1,000 soda bottles? Very few of them. There are very few $100 soda bottles, but there are tons of $3 to $5 to $10 old soda bottles out there.
Wow, I didn't really realize that, but it'd be fascinating to see some of them. I think, especially
well,
if they're back.
Do you remember Squirt the Soda Squirt?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that apparently was owned by a firm in Holland, Michigan. I'm reading the local paper now, so I'm becoming an expert on what goes on in Michigan at the moment. Now that I'm living out here in Kentwood, Michigan, instead of back east in Pennsylvania and in Connecticut. But they owned the Squirt brand until I think it was the 1990s.
Wow. I've got to look that one up. All right, Harry Rinker, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week, and now we're primed for the pump. Everybody light up the phone lines next week. Same time, Harry will be back with us, 800-259-5791. Harry, go back to bed, and thank you so much. Keep it here, folks.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio, starts here.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
America, I said we were going to talk about the president, and what I think is this. I did a show maybe 8-9 months ago, actually maybe even a year ago, where I talked about who would you give a pink slip to if you were the president, because there's frankly people that he needs to dump, and I think this is also part of his problem. You're only as strong as, what, your weakest link. He should have dumped Tim Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury. Boom, he should have been gone. He's a direct link to Goldman Sachs and all the rest of the crew on Wall Street. It's just one big Wall Street mafia surrounding the president. And Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, give me a break. No way. She shouldn't be in that position. And the reason I say that, if I were considered to be bashing Janet Napolitano, is she's not, she's out of her wheelhouse on this. Some of the blunders, even just in talking to the media, stupid things, actually with both of them, I would say they're liabilities. And there are two people that I absolutely think that the president should have given a pink slip to a long time ago. I'm going to tell you about this. This shows you, again, this transparent White House. I don't know who came up with this brilliant idea, but there's a website called attackwatch.com. Go to it right now. Attackwatch.com. Here's what it is. It says, you know, get the facts, fight the smears, join attack. I'm reading it for you. It's very simple. Join AttackWire and help stop the attacks on the president before they start. When you hear another unfounded attack that surfaces, we'll arm you with the truth so you can share the facts with your family and friends. Wouldn't that be great if you just had your own little attack, instantaneous wire, that you could go anywhere, could send I could just have my mom run it for me. People could send their emails to her, and then she could make up whatever she wanted. It's ridiculous. Now, of course, it's tricky because it's paid for, you know, it's the whole re-election thing. It's paid for by Obama for America, so this has Robert Gibbs, I think, fingerprints all over it. It might not have been his brainchild, but it was somebody, and either him or Axelrod probably came up with the idea. And then then what they have is, this is what's really clever, you join the attack wire, so you have to give them your email and your zip code, so they know, oh, look, there's all these people from Illinois, there's all these people from Connecticut, there's all these people from Texas, and they've got your email, and then you join, and then you're going to get all of the Obama campaign stuff. If you can get us on Pal Talk, I'm holding it up right now. For those of you who are on the website, you can see it. That's what the website looks like that I'm talking about. Just very simple. It's clever in the sense that they'll collect emails, they'll know where they're getting them from, and that's the gist of that. And then I guess they'll send back the what the facts are. Fight the smears. Get the facts. Fight the smears. All right, one of the great defenders of this president, and somebody who absolutely loves Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin, would be Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick in Illinois.
Hello, Kate.
Are you going to go to attackwatch.com?
No. Did you read that book about Sarah Palin?
What book about Sarah Palin?
It's going to come out. He said that. She likes to do cocaine. She had an affair with her husband's business partner. And then she has the one-night stands with basketball players. Glenn Rice, she played for the Miami Heat. He's one of them.
I heard the thing about the husband before, but I didn't know that the stuff about the... Are you serious about the cocaine thing? I didn't read that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She likes to do cocaine. And she had... affair with that Glenn Rice. He's a basketball player before she married her husband.
Well, that's not an affair if she was with a basketball player before she married her husband.
Well, the day before they get married.
It was the day before they got married?
Well, I imagine.
you're a rumor monger. Well, we need a website just for you.
No, he wrote the book. This guy followed her around and got the goods on her.
But I'm not trying to play the big defender of Sarah Palin, but is he just trying to sell books?
You can't come out with stuff like that in a book.
Well, he better have something to back it up because she certainly has enough money where if she wanted to go after him for libel, she could do it. So if there's any non-truths in there and she wants to do it, she could go after him big time.
Well,
yeah, I'd be curious. I'll be curious to read it, but I think that she would dismiss some of it because she's going to get asked about that everywhere.
Yeah, well, you know, she quit the governor and didn't give no excuse why or no reason. So,
yeah, but the problem, here's what the problem is. If you're out there and you're giving speeches and then something comes out that's really super juicy, whatever it is, then she'll be asked those questions by some media people, and so she'll have to answer something. She'll have to defend herself or say whatever it might be.
No, it's this book he wrote. And, he moved in beside her and kept an eye on her for like 3 or 4 years.
All right, so we're going to have to get an advanced copy of that so I can go through it and see what you're talking about.
That's why she wants to move to Arizona so she'd be close to her cocaine dealer, you know.
You are the worst. You are the rumor monger.
That way her dealer can just throw it across the border and have it
across. She's probably, you know, they're probably, the Palin people who have been nice to me, probably now, you've probably now put me on their list, too. So, when she becomes president, I'm not going to be able to go to the party.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? She'd been a cokehead for a vice president.
Anyway, you are terrible.
She can have all the Palin voters and lovers in there. Apologies to you, and then you can pass them on to me.
Yeah, there you go.
Get that book.
Folks, do you believe this guy? I think you have a thing about these two women. I think you have some. I think you have a secret thing for Sarah Palin and for Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah. Have you got the hairdo, Michelle Bachmann hairdo yet?
No, I don't have. I'm not sporting that hairdo. You know what? I really my deal is that I usually pull my hair back in a ponytail and I have a baseball cap on.
Oh, you don't.
Yeah, that's not gonna work. That's not gonna work. That's why I can't run. I don't have. I have good hair, but I don't know if I have political hair.
Yeah. Well, you get what they call a wig or something you'll put on.
A wig. No, I have good hair. There's no wig on the top of his head. That's one of my assets, Rick. So I would have no trouble displaying my hair. But, you know, what's electable hair? It's like, and listen, all you guys out there can laugh about this because I have friends that work for Fox in New York, so I know. The weather woman and I used to work together, and she says the funniest story where she's very attractive, but they told her to lighten her hair. They didn't want her to be mousy brown. Everybody's blonde. Even Greta Van Susteren. You notice how light her hair got?
Yeah. Is that weather woman, is that the one that made up the story? She's attacked. They had to investigate, and they found out she just made the story up.
The weather woman?
Yeah.
No, no, not the one that I know. No, no, she didn't make that up. It was, she had nothing to do with that. You know, I wonder if the book that you're talking about is not the book of, it's not Levi Johnson's book. It's the book where the guy knew her and was following her around. I know what you're talking about, but I didn't know there was anything like that in there. Are you making this up?
No, it's.
Where did you hear this on some talk radio show in Alaska?
No, it's going to come out here probably tomorrow. Watch the news. Type in Sarah Palin on the internet.
Boy, so, she's going to have it's going to be an interesting month for her then, because Levi Johnson's book called Headlights, My Life in Sarah Palin's Crosshairs, that comes out. And then you have the other one. So, boy, it's going to be a Palin-palooza. It's going to be a free-for-all on her.
Yeah, it's going to come out. I say go to the internet and type in Sarah Palin. And,
go to the internet and type in Sarah Palin. All right, Crazy Rick. You keep two hands on the wheel. I'm worried about you, okay?
All right.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that there was going to be some wild accusations and wild things that were said in both of those books that were coming out, but I definitely didn't hear anything about cocaine. So we'll see. If, you know, what will happen is, certainly, she appears on a bunch of shows, and she'll react, I can only believe, to some of whatever it is that's being said. Because here's the thing with Sarah Palin. People are still curious about whether or not she's going to run or not. She goes and speaks, and folks, I'm telling you, people will scream out, run, Sarah, run. You know, when she was in New Hampshire a short while ago, that's exactly what happened there. And I don't think she runs. But she is definitely a king maker for the Tea Party. A lot of people pay attention to what Palin's saying in the Tea Party, and that gives her I'll call it just a chip in the game, if you will. So why would Sarah Palin, especially after what she went through on the undercard with John McCain, I mean seriously, why would she put herself in that position? I don't think so. I don't think she'll do that, especially in watching what's happening now with Rick Perry and watching what's happening with Mitt Romney. I just don't see her jumping into the fray. I don't. Maybe you disagree and you think that that's the idea, that she'll come out of left field all of a sudden. She'll just decide to do that October, November, or whatever. I'm saying no. I'm saying that's not happening. I'll tell you this, I know what's happening next. Fruits and nuts. That's coming up.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression question is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. And when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad. No, not yet, my dear. That greenish way you're looking means that you are ripe for cooking.
How about me?
No, no. When you are fully ripe, my dear, those little flecks of brown appear.
Me?
You're most digestible, my friend. Delicious, too, from end to end. You can put them in
for a little fruit and nuts here on America Tonight. Oh, yeah. We got a bunch of stories that fall into this category that I thought you'd find interesting. This one falls first because I'm so tired of the God argument in the classroom. It doesn't make any sense to me. And when I say the God argument, like, in God we trust, one nation under God, all men are created equal, they are endowed by their creator. Is that offensive? A kid in the classroom with some banners that are there that relate to what they're talking about with history? Come on now. So I'm going to put the fools at this school district in California into the category of fruits and nuts because there's so many other things to fight in the classroom. Like, how about making sure these kids know how to read, write, and spell? Nobody knows how to spell anymore. Why? Because they're in the computer. They don't spell. They don't look words up. They don't know how to pronounce words. They don't know how to write. Cursive. When was the last time you saw somebody write something in cursive? Okay, so this school district apparently didn't violate the First Amendment rights of a high school calculus teacher when he was told he had to remove those banners, the ones that I just mentioned, that was basically it, in a classroom that he had, right, because it had the word God in the banner. Then did you hear the context? I'll say it again. All men are created equal. They are endowed by their creator. Very offensive. In God we trust. Very offensive. One nation under a God. I mean, come on. Give me a break here. So once again, it's the Manny Moe and Jack form of justice. The three-judge panel from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. They reversed a decision last year by a federal judge in the case of this high school teacher. The name is Bradley Johnson, right? And the place is Westview High School, where this happened. There was a previous decision that concluded that the district trampled upon his rights, the teacher's rights, and ordered the Poway Unified School District to allow him to repost the banner. So now, once again, they have stripped him of that right. It's ridiculous. However, stating law, what the appeals court used when they ruled was that they have the right to limit the speech of public employees in the workplace and acted lawfully when they told this teacher, Bradley Johnson, to remove the banners. I don't get it. And see, here, part of it is that, you know, he doesn't even want to teach anymore with what they're telling him. He can't freely teach. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's a waste of time, as I said. Why not focus on the other things that these kids need to know? All right, this is just bad form, although I think she's nutty. This Angie Gomez, 18 years old. Here's what she did that puts her into the fruits and nuts category. She decided that she was going to raise money by telling everybody that she had leukemia. She's cute and can give you those sad eyes and make you think, oh, this is really awful. So what she did was go and appear at various fundraisers in the community for her. And there was no medical no doctor, nobody. Nothing that could say that she had cancer. There was nothing that determined that. But she told this tragic tale. Like I said, she batted those pretty eyes at people. And as a senior at Horizon High School, when her story started to unfold, people decided they needed to do something to help her. And she would say that she had leukemia when she was a kid and she was fighting a fatal resurgence of it. She told her classmates, the doctors had given her 6 months to live. So now you had classmates, teachers rallying around her. They did all kinds of fundraising, and she was invited to speak at other schools. They helped her create an organization called Achieve the Dream Foundation to help kids with leukemia. So then you know what happened next. The donations started to pour in, and she had no leukemia, none. She said she was first diagnosed when she was 2. She said she was a patient at a hospital in Kansas City, and the jig is up. None of these things. So now she's trying to say she didn't know about how much money she was getting. $17,000 is what she got from fundraisers, checks, gift cards, in-kind donations. The website, by the way, for this foundation is no longer up. So police are investigating this, and they're in trouble. The mother's trying to say the daughter didn't realize just how bad it was to do what she did, and that people were raising money for her. So she grows up to learn that a little lie, a pathological lie that continues on the road of becoming a pathological liar, will net you great benefits in this world. And it's sad because you think of the people who really are struggling and dying, young kids who are dying of leukemia, and that's awful, because then that whole trust thing starts to erode. By the way, this happened in El Paso, Texas. Here's a really nutty one for you, and this absolutely fits the bill. Nicolas Cage told a tale. He's on a movie set, and it has the stalking as part of the theme of it. And he told the tale of the fact that he woke up, he was sleeping with his wife and his kid was in the other room. He woke up to look up and see a man who was totally naked with a fudgicle in his hand at the foot of his bed. Can you imagine? And it sounds funny, like, what's this idiot, what's this nutball doing there with a fudgicle? Except for you have to think the guy is in his house standing there. So who knows what else, you know, what was going on, how he got in, all that other sort of stuff. And apparently Nick Cage, who has played the role of negotiator before in the movies, negotiated with him and got him out of the house. Somehow got him to get out of the house. What a frightening thing that would be. He said it was kind of nutty when he saw him. He didn't really think about it. And then he really, the panic set in, oh, my God, there's a nut in my house who is standing here naked in my bedroom. My wife's asleep. My kids are in the other room. How did he get in here? And I got to get him out of here. And who's going to help him at that point? Of course, there's nowhere he can really turn. All right, this is another sick, twisted fruit and nut deal here out of Venice, Florida. Did you hear this story? There's a couple in Sarasota that are facing child cruelty charges. And what did they do? Well, sadly, what they decided to do is they were living in a home filled with raw sewage. I'm not kidding you. They noticed, finally, neighbors, strong smells coming out of there. So this woman, Christina Riley, and her boyfriend told deputies that there was a septic tank backup from, you know, a week or so ago, and they just hadn't gotten around to cleaning it up. It was an inch of sewage in some rooms going through the carpet. Two young kids were in a room with a dirty mattress in the middle of the floor. Pillows, cover. I don't even want to go here anymore. You know what I'm saying? These people are nuts. They are crazy. There was ants, cockroaches everywhere. The home was filled with sewage. Filled with sewage. So they arrested them, thank goodness. The smell told them all they needed to know. What, did they think people weren't going to notice that? They weren't going to notice what was going on? Plus, what they would do is they would go to the bathroom in a bucket and they would dump it in a pool in the backyard. Oh! The kids were removed from that house, by the way, and now they're in the custody of the Department of Children and Families there. What could they possibly have thought? I mean, that's just jaw-dropping. Give me a break. And you look at them, you know what, and they look like anyone else you could see eating a hamburger at McDonald's. You just never know. You know, that whole thing about you can't judge a book by its cover applies to these wackadoodles. How could they let their kids live in that squalor? If they didn't have any pride in themselves, what about those kids? They got them, though. They're wearing the orange jumpsuit. That's what matters.